So what did you all think of playing Vigilantes?
I had a very... Well,
this will be... To be honest with you, with this module and everything, we didn't do anything really with our social classes. Or
I know, and I realized that after I'd already picked the scenario.
Because I'm sitting here looking at it going, okay, I spent the entire time as the Hand of the Reaper, which is fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like we had to switch in between them for various things.
And that is a limitation of the class, I think. You've got to have a scenario or an adventure that is, that acknowledges and makes use of the mechanics in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, then half of your class features are going to go unused.
This,
to be honest, I think it's a really good NPC class, but as a PC class, it's
I think as
bigger.
A PC, I think I've played some previous campaigns and stuff. One of this, I think, it could work more towards would be a. Way back, I did the, what was it? The Legends of, the Corvosan campaign.
You're thinking Curse of the Crimson
Curse
Throne?
Curse of the Crimson Throne.
Yeah.
Where you're dealing more with nobles, with back alley people, where you're trying, where you're in more of an urban setting.
Yeah.
I think, like...
That would be a unique twist on it.
I think...
Before, we played as very public heroes, but
right.
Secret heroes.
We played as
that
public heroes, and it was interesting to go around, but... I could see where playing, like, Curse of the Crimson Throne in an urban setting with this style of character would be very interesting because it would let you mix both blending in with the nobility that you're trying to interact with and going to deal with all the lowlife people that without having to have that cross and be instantly recognized by the criminals and being attacked.
Right.
It would be an interesting way to do that, but outside of a specifically locked urban campaign such as that, it gets really...
Yeah,
it gets really dubious.
My character was
completely
designed to be urban. I got rid of the elephant perception and went for urbanites and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did tell you it was going to take place primarily outdoors.
Yep.
I know, but I still went with the character concept and ran with it.
Yeah.
I feel
but
like
it seems like this is more set up for, as you said, a dark, gritty.
The other thing
thing
is, like, I noticed, like,
again.
Some of the stuff in here, you know, with the renown and stuff, you can go around and for smaller villages, you can build yourself up. If you were a traveling group, you know, trying to, like, keep a low profile, but, you know,
like
attacking people
and stuff. Like, letting the
bandits
run away and speak of it, that's building our renown.
Yeah, I mean,
moral and wise
there's two ways to deal with it, but I think you have to interact with a lot of villages, or you have to specifically be in, like, a large city.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it seems to not be a good
like
class.
It seems like you could do a Robin Hood type of figure with this class.
Yeah.
And that would work.
To be honest with you.
The mechanics assume urban so much that it would need some kind of talent to adjust to an...
If I'm going to do a Robin Hood type character, I would do Swashbuckler with the Avenger archetype that they have.
I think
Infiltrator
it's Avenger.
There are a lot of traits.
Swashbuckler with Avenger subtype.
There are a lot of traits in the subclasses that look really nice to put into a build, but as a sole class, when you're traveling around, like if you were doing Kingmaker. This would be terrible to use most of it in Kingmaker because you wouldn't use
NPC to screw with all of us. I could see that being used.
Yeah,
that I think this is a huge NPC
Connor,
ability.
You played yours against type. Why don't you tell us about that?
Essentially, what I think about the warlock, the spell casting part of it, is counterintuitive not only to the subtype itself but to the entirety of the class. For instance, the fact that as a base class without any specialization, it has light and medium armor proficiency and martial weapon proficiency indicate that this is supposed to be more of a martial character, especially indicated by the 3/4 fab and the d8 hit dice.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, as soon as it introduces the spell casting, one, they did not indicate that it has any exception to the spell failure chance, but two, out of the fact that there were no real feats that allow spell casting in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, the spellcasting itself is just so lackluster. At least with the Zealot subtype, at least they get bonus spells from their casting modifier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think you do.
You should have had the same modifiers.
No, I did not.
If I didn't take the Religious Training 2, I would have been limited to one spell.
Yes, but you get three extra. So you get three per... trait. I only get two per trait.
Yeah, it seems like you kind of try to make it into an Eldritch Knight type character.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, when I was looking through this...
But even with Eldritch Knight, if you actually took a Warlock and put him into an Eldritch Knight...
It would never work.
It wouldn't work, because...
It can't work with any prestige class.
...through the talent feature.
Yes. Also, it's just like... A lot. The thing is, my biggest critique of the Warlock is one, the terrible spell casting.
Mm-hmm.
I was not encouraged to have a high intelligence so I can cast spells effectively and have high DCs, but I don't, because I don't get those bonus spells. I don't have enough spell casting oomph to actually be a good caster.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I couldn't work a way around it where I'd have. But also, none of the other class features other than spell casting. They didn't have a cohesive hold. Like, some of them were for a martial character, some of them were for, like, a socialite character. Some of them seemed good for a rogue, like that tattoo. I could have just picked up something, like, as a quick pickpocket, and it would just be gone. No one would ever find it. Like, that's a more roguish character. Not to mention, I have Shadow Jump, which is a Shadow Dancer ability.
Mm-hmm.
I feel there is no focus, which, admittedly, there should be a little bit of variability, but there has to be at least set paths you can take instead of just... A bunch of cool tools, individually by themselves, are amazing. Like,
it's how you customize them, put them together.
Yes, it's just they don't fit together. It's like that you look at it and you see a bunch
but
of puzzle
pieces.
You've
turned yourself into an impressive tank with your spell ability.
Yes, because with it, I'm able to get extra temporary hit points, arcane strike. Later on, I would get spell turning, which, yes, pound for pound, I would lose to a fighter.
You're
or
more
a
like an anti-mage.
Exactly. Not to mention, it's like, this guy, like, if anything, a Warlock would be incredibly good as a side melee character at higher levels that specialize in taking out other casters.
Well, and that's kind of what I see with a lot of these things, is we're not really even designed to really go one-on-one. Like, you saw my character went for a guerrilla-style tactic.
Yeah.
Jumping from the shadows, hitting them, running through them, and disappearing back into the shadows
yeah.
again. Because... Since we don't have a full BAB, we don't have...
Well, I do.
Yes.
Well, you have a full BAB. But since we don't have a lot of this stuff as a normal adventurer would, we have to be a lot more deliberate about it.
Yeah.
Like in our other campaign. I'm not quite sure if this group could even stand up to our other group.
Oh, I think we'd probably get slaughtered very quickly.
Yeah. Sure, level,
but
matched levels.
Matched level.
Yes.
Zygon,
impossible.
Eldrin, Giovanni, all of them would just go and skish.
Yeah. The thing is, one is the massive lack of HP because we're all 8.
Yeah.
Like, a full party of Avengers I don't think would work. Like, over a long-term campaign. But another thing is, though, with the vigilantes, is stealth is a very big focus. For instance, there's ways to get no armor check penalty to stealth in heavy armor, which is incredibly good. I could find a way around it because I could just carry my heavy armor on my back until I need it.
And Saren Swift Girding the Knot.
But the thing is, with your character, it seemed to be really hard to keep the difference between your social and your...
Yeah.
You're kind of one and the same. It's not like... It didn't seem like you really had a secret identity. You're kind of... You're flipping Tony Stark. Yes, I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
You don't really get the whole secret idea, do you, Tony?
Yeah, I think I might even know if you have to put anything into secret identity and lost out on being the tanks or the sneak attackers.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had complete secret identity. I never took off my mask.
Yeah. But
my character was always in the mask of Norriver. You all have no idea what he looks like.
Which, incidentally, would never have happened in an actual Pathfinder Society session because you're not allowed to make human characters. So... Her insta-kill gaze ability, it is not an issue for an actual...
No one gave me that parameter.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, I didn't, that's right, I didn't. I didn't realize
I would have
you
made
had
him,
that to like
yesterday. I would have made him lawful neutral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
because,
the thing...
Which would also have been bad.
The thing is, like, I feel this would be a very, like... yes, as an NPC, this would be an amazing thing to send up against characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, Way of the Wicked, have a basically a Robin Hood character harass them, but at the same time, interact with their social identity.
Mm-hmm.
Or even within our Kingmaker group, have somebody who's technically a low member of the court or what have you, or a merchant who we may know, but is actually then also he's the Fagin of the group. He's the Moriarty. He's the one that's the criminal undermine, trying to undermine us. And we have to figure out the mystery of who is behind this. And the fact that they have the mental blocks, so you can't just scry them as Julius wants to do.
Yeah.
Is a good thing for the character if they are leading this dual life.
Yeah.
And just like with my character, yes, you can only be one off of yourself. Like, you cannot be, your one persona cannot be lawful good and the other one cannot be lawful evil without too many steps away from each other. Because then you'd be pretty much having a split personality, and as we discussed, we aren't Malkavians. But you can be lawful neutral and then be, you know, lawful evil, or chaotic neutral, and then your other persona be chaotic evil, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, and so you could have a character who is, you know, a merchant or what have you, a upstanding, semi-upstanding citizen, and who is also the head of the criminal orders, the kingpin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The kingpin is a perfect example of a dual identity person who is the businessman and then the head of the evil underground, or Lex Luthor, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of those would be perfect examples of throwing something into a campaign as an NPC.
Yeah.
But playing them as a player character, we would have to be a group like the Avengers, or an actual focused group where we as a group are aware of each other's identities.
Yes.
And work together.
My experience has been that when players build characters around concealing information about their character from the other players, it drives people nuts.
It puts a wedge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this would never work. Like, an Avenger in a normal party is a terrible idea, and if I were your GM and I saw someone suggested that to me, I would say no.
It's either all or none.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will die pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know, even the swashbuckler or the Avenger subtype would be a problem as well. Unless you're somebody like Robin Hood, where it's like, I am Robin Hood. Who
yeah.
cares? I have no secret identity.
I all like right. the idea of it.
Yeah, it is a cool idea. Okay, well, I think that's it, and I hope you all had a good time.
Yep.
Oh, it was
mm-hmm.
fun.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I didn't die, despite your best efforts.
Yeah.
Curse you and your goodwill save at the very end. Right.
The saves on this thing are incredible.
Goodwill saving.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
Oh, goodwill
I wanted,
saving.
I wanted to shoot.
Okay.
Okay, I think you can end
and
recording.
On
yep.
that note, thank you.
End recording. All right.